This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bam, bam, bam. Yes. Good morning, Buzz family.
Good morning, Kansas City and Jordan Silver.
Good morning, Christopher Miners. That was good, Charlotte the Anthem. Not normally on our playlist, but we need it for today.
That was a good beat, jam, drum, all that above.
I bet everybody was singing in this somewhat fog, slight fog this morning.
I saw some cars swerving on the road, and I know they were because they were jamming out.
That was it?
Yes.
Okay. I wish there was a little blurb, like over The Sims. You know, when you play The Sims, and you could see what people were listening to in their car.
Would be amazing.
I don't think that that's a good idea now, because I would feel bad if they were listening to us. And you know, they're probably not. Hello, Buzz family. I got 0 hours, 0 minutes, 0 seconds. Of sleep last night.
Well, you look very fresh.
I gotta do it. I gotta dig deep always to give the Buzz family the best that I could possibly do every single day.
Did you apply your face? Is that a thing you do?
No, look at me.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
I'm sorry. I blame my daughter.
You blame your 7-month-old daughter?
Yeah, because
it's
she...
her fault?
She has occupied most of my time, which took away my free time to be able to watch this.
Can I start blaming your daughter for stuff? Your 7-month-old? Is that the reason that I can't get a date? Your 7-year-old?
Yes. Let's start blaming her for everything.
Yes! COVID is her fault!
Hold on. No. Oh, let's not go that far.
You found the line, huh?
Yeah.
Already, Chris? All right.
Yeah.
Well, then we'll move back to what we were talking about. I'm mad at you anyway.
Why?
I would never take it out on your daughter. I would take it out fully on you.
Appreciate that.
If I'm mad at you. First off, I didn't see you in the chat yesterday with the Driving Miss Daisy event.
I know. I'm so sorry. I had to watch it later on because of my daughter. I was so busy putting her to bed. Because right when the start time of 7:30 mm-hmm. is her bedtime. I apologize.
Buzz fam, we're talking about the new Tuesday night thing, 7:30 to 8:30. It's an event called Driving Miss Daisy. It's a virtual KC drag show here, and Miss Daisy Bouquet drives around, entertains you while she goes mm-hmm. from place to place in Kansas City where there is a drag performer ready to do the most incredible performance that you've ever seen.
Oh, I'd like to personally apologize to Miss Bouquet.
No. You're going to apologize to me, and we're going to get there in a second.
Oh.
But first, so you watched the event.
I did.
So then you know why I'm mad at you.
I watched it later in the night, so I did have to skip a little bit.
How could you skip any of Driving Miss Daisy?
I plan on rewatching the whole thing in its entirety today.
So you skipped the beginning of it, because that's when she says, well, that's when.
What'd she say?
She said, I've got audio of it. Here we go, Chris. This is Miss Daisy Bouquet last night from the virtual KC drag show that she hosts called Driving Miss Daisy. And just want to let you know, she got this information from listening to our show.
What would the possibility be of getting Jordan Silver into drag and doing Driving Miss Daisy? And I don't know. I think we need to give the people what they want, Jordan. I think we could get you into drag for the finale show on June 30th. I don't know. I'm just putting it out there. Think about it. You could be a drag king or a drag queen. The options are limitless. Drag is limitless. It's whatever you want it to be.
I love what she says here.
I think that would be an absolute riot.
And she is right. She is right. That's Miss Daisy Bouquet, who hosts the Driving Miss Daisy virtual KC drag show that happens on Tuesday nights on her Instagram. It was a great show yesterday. Mm-hmm. I mean, she performed at the very end, did an Andrew Sisters song. We love the Andrew Sisters.
At the World War I Memorial to make it even a twofold?
All right, let's get back to the fact that it was your question on the show. I've never performed drag before.
Do you want to?
I'll do anything for this city and for Miss Daisy Bouquet. So, yeah, I will. But you better be glad, because otherwise...
What?
If I didn't love this city and if I didn't love Miss Daisy Bouquet so much, I'd make you do it.
She just asked you to, right? Not the people on the show?
Well, depends on how much you upset me today.
Music. World. Local. And unofficial holiday. We're digging deep into history. Because we're all a bunch of nerds. And bringing you On This Day in History. With Jordan Silver and Friends.
It is Wednesday. Wednesday. Feels like a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Wednesday. Wednesday, May 27th. Christopher, tell us what happened on this day in history.
On 2014, 50 Cent throws out the first pitch at the Mets game. The thing is, Mr. Half Dollar misses the catch by about 20 feet or so. And here's commentary from the game.
Well, that is 50 Cent. Curtis Jackson, and his first pitch was not great. Just a bit outside.
He threw it literally, if you're looking at someone, you go to 20 feet to the right and just completely misses it. I don't even know how. He should be ashamed.
Dude was shot like 55 times and lived. So what if he throws a ball weird? I feel like I'm going to die when I get a hangnail.
He didn't even make it close, though.
I know, but still... There's a lot of pressure. I don't understand how sports figures do it, especially our Chiefs.
True that. On this day in 2006, 22 years after the release of the Red Hot Chili Peppers' debut album, they finally get a number one album in the U.S. with Stadium Arcadium. And I had a clip, but we listened to a lot of Red Hot Chili Peppers here, so we're kind of all familiar with it.
Yeah, you'll hear some Red Hot Chili Peppers a couple times before we give it to Jeremy.
At yeah. Nine. On this day in 1995... After a horse riding incident, Christopher Reeve is paralyzed from the neck down. Here's what Christopher said saved him.
If it hadn't been for all the technological advance of the 20th century, as a seriously disabled person, which I never expected to be, I would really be in bad shape.
Thanking all the doctors and technological advancements to keep him alive.
Is he still around?
No, he died.
Okay, moving on. Next. Ooh, we're taking a big jump in history right here.
On this day in 1937, the Golden Gate Bridge opened to pedestrians. Here's a news audio from that day.
After 5 years of work, the San Francisco Golden Gate Bridge is completed. The world's longest single-span suspension bridge, the motorcade speeds on to meet in the center and symbolize the completion of a great engineering achievement.
You know how they say that a relationship... You can tell how good it's going to be by if you can travel well together with someone.
Yeah.
Okay, so I pulled this with, I guess, my first, like, real long-term relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided to take a trip to San Francisco.
How'd that go?
Awful. Awful. It was awful. Like, we hated each other. It was just not good. We drove all the way down from Seattle. That's like a 24-hour drive. But
Seattle to San Francisco is 24 hours.
It felt like it. It sure did, especially going through the top up there. But, so we go to San Francisco. All I want to see is the Golden Gate Bridge because I haven't seen it yet.
And?
We get there. And
it's beautiful.
It is beautiful. But the thing is, I'm kind of, my mind is blown because the way that you see the Golden Gate Bridge normally is from the place where it ends.
Okay.
And it faces towards the city. So you see it from, like, a different angle than the way I was seeing it.
The backside, basically.
Yeah. So I walk out there, and instead of seeing the city, because I'm in the city looking at the bridge, I'm seeing this giant, beautiful green. It looked like the Windows 3.0 background.
Yeah.
This is beautiful green, like, mound of grass, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden I hear... Hey, get out of the way. Get out of the way. And I turn around, and this old lady is sitting on a bench, and she's like, get out of the way. I like to watch the bridge when I eat my breakfast. And so I flipped out on the lady because that's what you do. This is my first time in California. I just saw the bridge for the first time. Every time I see the bridge, it's from the perspective where you're seeing the city as well as opposed to the other side of it. And then that girl that I was dating got really mad at me. Also extra mad at me because a couple hours later, I lost the keys to the car in the beach.
You gonna walk back to Seattle?
Pretty much.
On this day in 1933, Walt Disney released the Three Little Pigs with this song.
Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? Big bad wolf, big bad wolf. Fa la 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 la.
I want it one more time.
Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? Big bad wolf, big bad wolf. Fa la 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 la.
Can that play every time I walk into the room? Please.
Would that be your theme song?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, we could do that.
Anytime I'm looking for a house here in Kansas City, I'm like, could the big bad wolf huff and puff and blow this thing over or not? If the answer is no, I'm interested.
Oh, all right. On this day in local history, in 1933, a 25-year-old Mary McElroy was kidnapped. She was the daughter of the Kansas City city manager who had close ties to Tom Pendergast.
Oh, yeah.
So it definitely was valuable. And she was released after a ransom payment of $30,000.
But you said that everybody hated her.
They did.
What's that about?
Because when they captured her from the capturers, she had sympathy and felt sorry for and advocated for the release of them from prison and a death sentence, and she didn't want them to go to jail.
Isn't that called Stockholm Syndrome?
Yes. And actually, she committed suicide 7 years after this.
Okay, wow, this got dark.
And in the note, she wrote, "The only people who will understand me are my kidnappers.
Oh.
No one else will understand me. I am not crazy. Love, Mary."
Did it say love, Mary?
It said love, Mary.
Can we move on? That is a real dark topic.
That would be a movie.
Season 2 of Hollywood on Netflix.
On this day in 1931, Pickard and Kipler make the first flight into the stratosphere by a balloon. Here's a news report from that day.
After their amazing air voyage, Dr. Kipler was overjoyed as he handed out each of the many instruments and recording highly scientific discoveries of the utmost importance.
How do you say that?
The astronauts?
No. No, it's definitely not astronauts.
The aeronauts.
Yeah.
Aeronauts?
I guess. I didn't know how to say it. That's why I handed you the phone. They made a movie. It's not the exact story of these people, but Amazon made a movie about this that just came out last year. It's really, really good about...
About people getting in a balloon and getting into space?
Yep. Yeah, it was really, really, really interesting.
Huh.
And it's called the... Aeronauts.
Aeronaut. How's that hard to say?
Shut up and keep going.
They were the first person to see the curvature of the Earth.
That's what she said.
On this day in 1927, the Ford Model T production ends and the Ford Model A begins. I don't know why they didn't start with A and go to B, but Mr. Ford's not here to ask.
He's not a good guy. You ever watched a documentary on him? He, like, stressed his son Edsel out to a severe level.
Yes. Okay. And then his other son, Henry Ford Jr., was also an evil man who never could live up to the power of his father, so he had complexes with that as well.
I think that's Edsel.
There's two of them. Edsel Ford and Henry Ford Jr.
All right, how much money do you want to put on it?
I want to put on your salary for a year.
Okay, moving on.
On this day in 1900, the bubonic plague breaks out in San Francisco.
Do you know how long it lasted?
4 years.
121 deaths. 4 years.
That's good, right?
I don't know. We just hit 100,000 in the U.S. You saw that in the news as far as COVID.
And they had the bubonic plague 120 years ago over the course of 4 years and only had 100 die?
121, Christopher. Don't you ever leave those 21 out. Those are people with stories.
Right. You are absolutely right. And just to think, as soon as that bubonic plague was over, they get an earthquake that devastates the whole town as well.
San Fran, why'd you build a bridge?
On this day in 1796, the patent for the piano was issued to James LeClean. What are you staring at there?
I thought this happened yesterday. I swear we talked about piano stuff.
I mean, we did, but I'm sure there's multiple days in history where the piano makes a mention.
Tickle the ivories. Tickle the ivories. Remember, I got zero sleep last night. Well, thank you for that, Chris. What about unofficial holidays today?
Well, you may not need it today, but it is sunscreen day. There was a popular song back in 1999 titled,
"Ugh,
If You Could Only Wear Some Sunscreen."
Wait, are you talking about the one that we did for the graduation song?
Yeah, coincidentally, today is sunscreen day, and they mentioned that song in today because it is, as that song mentioned, it is important.
Boz Luhrmann's getting up like a royalty check
screen
because of us.
It's also, Jordan?
What?
It is Senior Health and Fitness Day, so you just need to make sure that you're healthy and fit.
I am. Old people. Old. And also Cellophane Tape Day.
Yes, did you
I
know?
See. No, just I'm reading. I'm reading.
Okay, I can't, I'm trying to verify this, and I looked everywhere, and it appears to be true. In 1953, it was revealed that if you take cellophane tape and put it in a vacuum and peel it off, it will fire X-rays. Can we try that?
You got a vacuum? Are we talking a real vacuum, or are we talking like
a Kirby or like outer space?
I don't know either. You're supposed to know these things.
I couldn't try it last night, but we need to.
Please don't try that around your daughter. X-rays. Oh, God. Please don't try that around your daughter. Cool. Well, you're not going to have any hands soon. I have a feeling that that's going to blow your hands off.
Oh.
Can you just... there's not a YouTube video, dude.
Out of fire off X-rays. If something is available, it's on YouTube. And if it's not on YouTube, it's not worth doing.
What she said.
You never know when that info will come in handy. Like maybe for your pub quiz night. That was On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and friends on the bus. Jordan Silver and friends news on 96.5 The Buzz.
If that didn't feel right to you, it didn't feel right to me either. We needed a second to do the news, but Chris has got it right now. Tell us what's going on.
Billie Eilish released a little short film today titled Not My Responsibility. In the video, she asks, "Do you have opinions about my music, about my clothes, my body?" And she closes the film with, "Is my value based only on your perception, or is your opinion of me not my responsibility?" Love it.
It's about body shaming and everything in there. Deep.
Very.
I didn't get any sleep last night, so I can't analyze that video right now. What else is going on in the news?
Well, the owner of Backwater Jack's, that outdoor pool and bar at the Ozarks where people were seen not social distancing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they released a statement. He says no laws were broken. Social distancing is not a crime, he said in a Facebook post. He said no contact thermal checks were done at both entrances to the pool by medical staff and that hand sanitizers were given to the pool goers. And he says he continues to plan parties for the people.
And moving on, what else is going on in the news?
J.K. Rowling released her new children's book, The Ichabog, for free online. It isn't Harry Potter, and it doesn't include magic. It's a story about truth and the abuse of power. Although she didn't share a synopsis, you can read the first two chapters for free at theichabog.com. I-C-K-A-B-O-G.
All right. New J.K. Rowling. And continue with the news.
Rail company Amtrak says it needs another $1.4 billion in additional bailout money. They received $1 billion of emergency money in April, but that wasn't enough. Ridership has dropped 95% since the pandemic started.
We used to take the train from L.A. down to San Diego because it's smarter. Mm-hmm. Why would you sit in that traffic when you've got this thing that can just shoot you right down there, right? It is like the same price as flying. What? To take the train. I know. I was always so mad at the prices of that.
Shouldn't it be a relatively economical
choice? It should be like $10 or like three stamps or something like that.
Jordan Silver on the bus.
Ooh, 18 days till my birthday. Ooh.
Excited for your celebration?
No.
Why not?
Because it's... This always happens every birthday.
You get old, a year older every single year? That's how it goes.
The sad part of it, the not wanting to get older thing, you know. And then on June 15th, I'll be fine. I'll be fine. It has happened. I'm good. But leading up to it, so much anxiety about another age, especially because everybody's been noticing that I have gray in my hair now.
But if you're just worried about your birthday, the days coming up to it, and then after you're not, then it's just psychological, right? There's not actually anything there?
Yeah, but that's where problems come from. All the stuff that you make up on the inside to make a problem out of nothing.
Can you stop making problems?
Oh, sure. Yes, absolutely. Hold on. Let me just do that right now. Yes. Okay, I'm healed.
Well, you're in
there would not be an entire field of psychology if we could just go, you know what? I don't think I'm going to be depressed anymore.
Okay, so it doesn't work that way, and you've had many years of therapy.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
But why is it all of a sudden accumulating now? I mean, you've known for quite some time that your age is getting up there.
Because we're 18 days away from my 38th birthday, and I'm so much older than all of my friends. Like,
can you get older friends?
No, they're not fun. They're not fun.
You can bring your youth to them.
I used to be the young one. That's the crazy part. And now to be like the old one, like the oldest one in my whole group. I don't want to be like that person at the bar that like shouldn't be there still. But nobody gets to be that right now. So that's very nice. Thank you, COVID, for that.
Your wisdom is increasing as every year passes. Could you utilize this crisis into a positive to help others take your turmoil?
No. These next 18 days are going to be about me freaking out. I'm breaking into a cold sweat right now talking about age.
So how do you want to deal with your problems for the next 18 days?
I don't know. Freak out and show the whole world what it's like to freak out.
Jordan. Hmm. What's your ways to dealing with your freakouts?
Call my therapist, of course.
And what will she say to you?
Stop being such a dumb bitch. It's just an age. Don't compare your life to anybody else's. You're not supposed to do that, because that's where some of this comes from. You know, when you look on Facebook and stuff and everyone's so happy with their happy families and everybody and stuff like what?
Are you comparing your life with anybody? Why would you do that?
Because it's not the same. We talked about this a couple weeks ago.
What's not the same?
My life.
But you're not supposed to, but you're comparing it with others. That's a road to misery.
Okay, hold on. Let me just not do that anymore, Chris. Okay, I'm fixed. Look at that. Magic, that's not how it works. When you go through things, do you just like literally just shut the problem off in your head?
I feel like I've worked ways to control that. So if you have a negative emotion, you can realize it and you can shut it down or take ways to make it less of an issue?
No, that's just burying it deep, deep, deep inside, and it comes out in weird ways then. No wonder you have all those bodies in your basement.
Follow the show. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. Jordan with an I.
You know when you're sick and you're not supposed to look on WebMD?
Yeah.
And diagnose yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I did basically the mental version of that, and I started looking up things that create a midlife crisis, like things that if you're feeling this certain way or thinking a certain way, you might be on the verge of a midlife crisis. And I feel like I have a lot of them.
Why are you reinforcing the negative stereotype in your mind?
I'm just trying to figure it out. See, you got to find like the core of the problem and then deal with that. And then everything gets better. But if you keep like putting Band-Aids over bullet holes.
Have you figured out the core of the problem?
No, that's what we're doing right now. Do you know what the core of the
problem is? I'm trying to figure out what your A problem is and where's your core.
With getting older?
Yeah. Why you're so opposed to getting older.
Do you not care about, like, dying?
Not really.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Do you?
Yeah, it sucks. And I'm not even trying to be funny right now. Like, it sucks.
So you're scared of death?
Yes, and I am annoying. I know, obviously. I'm a Gemini, and so I overthink everything. Mm-hmm. When we get close to my birthday, I don't know. I just feel weird. It happens. Not everybody feels this way, but a big portion of members of the Buzz family, I'm sure, get weird by around their birthday.
And why do you think that is? It can't just cause solely they're afraid of dying. There's got to be some other reasons there.
Because you get a year older, because you don't know where you're at in life. Is this where you're supposed to be? Is this my path? Should I have done this?
Do you feel you're at where you're supposed to be in life?
I'm pretty happy here. Yeah, I like it here. Are you talking about my job or my life?
I don't know. So you went with your career younger. Would that be an accurate statement?
Yes. I decided, guess what, love? I'm going to put you on hold so that I can go work. And I did.
Are you happy with that decision?
No! It makes me so sad.
Life isn't over yet. Can you change that around?
No, I can't get a date. Or a text back.
Maybe because you're focused on negative things in your life?
Now you sound like my therapist. Hmm. You don't get weird, but you get weird around your birthday.
Define weird.
You act differently. You seem more sensitive.
It does. It is a surreal as you get an age. Because I feel when you're younger, you either feel you have your entire life ahead of you,
mm-hmm.
or you're not going to make it to age 20.
Right. So what if you make it past age 20, and then you're like, oh crap, what is this?
You're just grateful for every day.
Oh God.
How do we get you to be grateful?
Mm-hmm. That's a million-dollar question. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for air in my lungs. You know, when you see the things that people are going through, of course, I'm very grateful for mm-hmm. the things that are automatically not things that I have to worry about right now. I get it. Does this become like a first world problem in the sense that I shouldn't even be freaking out about it? I mean, isolation has...
How does that make you feel that your issue right now of your mortality possibly could be a first world problem, and most people in the world are struggling with their lives to even deal with what you're struggling with?
Right. That makes me feel like crap. That's like when we were off for 2 months and there were people that had to basically go in to battle every morning with this coronavirus, and then you're sitting at your house watching Netflix and you feel like crap because you can't go help. Do you know what I mean? I didn't get any sleep last night. I'll bet you, though, if I get some sleep tonight, man, and I go over what I'm saying, it's going to be like the gods are speaking through me or something. God, I need some sleep.
Jordan Silver on the Buzz.
You know, we got a text in. We got a bunch of texts in. Thank you for Buzz family for that. Somebody's like, stop being such a pain in the ass. Yes. And they're like, that's your own advice. You're totally right. But someone said had a good point. That the older that we get, the more we become less in touch with the younger generation, and that makes us feel like the world is passing us by.
Especially with social media.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, TikTok, I tried. I wanted to get it. I have so many friends that I respect how funny they are.
Mm-hmm.
And they would send me videos on TikTok, and they'd be so stupid. There's this one video. It has, like, 57,000 likes. Okay, this is the video.
This is my impression of Gwen Stefani agreeing to go to a pizza party. Uh-huh! Thank you.
54,000 views and shares. I mean,
maybe this is contributing to your problem.
Well, I know that. That's what I'm saying. With TikTok, I really wanted to get it. You know, I've always been on, like, the front of
mm-hmm.
culture and, like, what is cool and what's happening. But this TikTok thing, I can't, like, the majority of TikTok is this vulgarity.
Mm-hmm.
It's mean. It's people just lip-syncing other people's content. It's literal jokes. Literal jokes. Those are actually kind of funny. But still, I don't.
As you're scrolling through TikTok, through each video, do you see your life just scrolling by one video at a time?
No, I just don't get it. And then it's like, is that something wrong with me?
You don't get TikTok?
Yes. Did you hear that video? 54,000 likes. 54,000 likes. And all she said was, this is Gwen Stefani going to a party. Uh-huh. That's it. 54,000 likes.
Is that not funny, though?
No. 54,000 likes worth? I'm perplexed. I don't know.
So what would you like to do?
I haven't figured that out yet, but hopefully I do soon.
Catch Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
Now I'm mad.
Why?
I don't know, because I didn't sleep last night, and my brain is really just floating around in my head right now. And it kind of feels like I'm drunk, and I'm saying whatever I want to.
Mm-hmm. You're getting a little delirious.
Yeah, but also, that insanity could also be, you know, the core, the reason that I'm upset. It could be speaking straight through me right now, as opposed to being hidden around. How does it feel to be doing a show with me today, Chris? I'm sorry.
I am on ice. I am
sorry, buddy. I'm sorry.
Very nervous.
Okay.
I'm just waiting for the big old bat to come swinging around.
Well, I don't have a bat in here.
I don't know. You're very. It's like when you have 101 Dalmatians, and there's this person that wants to find you and make you into a coat.
What? I'm not on the warpath for anyone. I'm on the warpath for myself.
No, you asked how I feel.
Right.
And I'm telling you how I felt.
But none of the things that I said were directed to you. So why are you taking them internally making it seem like
there's
I'm
another
abusive.
Question? Because it's my core. When someone else is feel bad or is in a bad mood, I take that energy and it compartmentalizes inside me. So I'm unable to function when other people are upset.
By your logic earlier this hour, you should just be able to turn that off.
Because of what I said about how you just take that emotion and deal with it. I mean, it's not an easy thing
nose.
To do.
I got your nose.
Silver and Friends on The Buzz.
I mean, quarantine has also done this to us. Like, what? Summer's canceled. Just gone. No summer.
Yes. Isn't summer supposed to be the rejuvenation and bringing back
yeah,
the lifeblood?
Yeah, why are you even wasting your breath with ending that sentence? It's not going to happen. Look at it. No, I don't know. I'm getting close to my birthday. I got 0 hours, 0 minutes, and 0 seconds of sleep last night. And I just want to feel something. What's wrong with that?
Anything?
At this point?
Like, is pain all right?
No, I don't want to feel pain. I'm not a masochist.
You said you wanted to feel anything.
Good. Anything good. That should be inferred.
Oh. Your mother told me she loves you.
Now you've got my nose.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Are you scared of me recapping your news from 7 o'clock?
No.
All right, Billie Eilish is wowing the world with a new video that will change your life if you watch it. Also, your 7 o'clock news, the guy who owns that packed bar in the Ozarks that we all saw a photo of. I don't even want to dedicate more air to this story. Never mind. Okay. J.K. Rowling has a new children's book, The Ichabog, and you can read the first 2 chapters online right now. And Amtrak trains probably going away. What do you got for 8 o'clock, Chris?
Well, the Gorillaz have shared details of the band's first ever hardback annual, which includes games, puzzles, and new artwork. It's an almanac described as a full-color, one-of-a-kind, fun-packed, 120-page sideways homage to 2 glorious decades of Gorillaz. You can pre-order your copy now, and they expect to ship October of this year.
Okay. Fun things to do while in quarantine for the rest of life. Keep going.
And what should come as no surprise to anyone, live music promoters are ready to throw in the towel for 2020 in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic. A number of prominent executives all are pointing to next summer.
Shut
as the time when they can realistically expect the concert business to get back on track.
This is like when Avatar 1 came out, and then the day after the movie came out, they're like, we have Avatar 2. It's coming out on whatever day. It's like, no, you don't. You don't know. There's no vaccine. You can predict stuff when there's a vaccine. Mm-hmm. I didn't get any sleep last night, Buzz family, and I'm very irritated. So let's keep going.
There's a new app to bring back the phone call. Catch up.
What? I hate the story already. Keep going. It
Catch Up, which is free to download, lets users see who's available to voice chat and then allows them to initiate one-on-one conversations.
What?
So let me get this straight. It's an app on your phone to make a phone call. Isn't that what
logically that's
the phones are for?
No, it's my least used app on my telephone is the phone one.
Same here. Jordan.
What?
I'm going to start it off sad and I'll raise it up very happy.
I like how you told me that in advance. Okay, let's go.
The pools remain closed this summer.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
The idea of installing a pool in your backyard probably seems more and more tempting, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it costs like $25,000 for an in-ground pool.
Mm-hmm.
Here's an idea. You may want to consider a humble, yet more affordable, galvanized stock tank swimming pool, commonly known as a farm watering trough. You can order them on Amazon for just a couple $100, set them up in your yard, and have a full-on pool.
Hmm.
You're thinking about it, aren't you?
No. I'm thinking about how many people fit in 1 6-foot trough. They're saying swim in the troughs?
Swim in the troughs.
And I thought I was the only one that's been getting any sleep last night.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
So funny, I have a friend that's texting me right now. It's like, please stop being so annoying on the radio. Summer's not canceled. We're going to hang. Oh my God, they sent me a picture of a pool.
They have a pool?
An in-ground pool.
We go in every day of the summer?
Yep.
Like they live in the metro where you can do that?
I hope so. It doesn't matter. I will go anywhere except for Topeka.
They're good enough friends where that's allowed?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. I'm somebody that, if your request is stop being such a pain in the ass on the radio because you got no sleep.
Aw.
Summer is not canceled. We've got this. All right. Thank you, buddy.
You can bring a plus one?
Probably.
You better. I mean, it's a pool, right? How can you be like, no, you can't bring your friends to enjoy this liquid water?
Liquid water. This BuzzFam also, while that Blue October song was playing, oh my my, Christopher sent me $1 on Venmo. Why did you do that?
I just wanted to see if it would work, and it does. And I wanted to see if we're private or public, because why are there transactions? Why can I see other people's transactions on here? I don't get that.
I feel like that's weird, too. It feels like you're literally looking into someone's bank account.
Yeah.
Like what they spend their money on Venmo. I made myself private, but you see some weird stuff in here. I saw one of my friends paid another friend, and the only information is sushi and then a gas pump. It's like bad sushi.
Ugh. I have some post-queue haircuts.
Okay.
Beers, Wi-Fi, peanuts.
Peanuts?
Peanuts, as in like the legume.
There's a lot of grandmothers. People are paying each other for grandmothers. Like, what does that mean?
The grandmothers are paying them or they're paying their grandmothers?
No, I don't think that. I think these two people are friends, but the emoji that they use in Venmo is a grandmother. Oh my God, do you think there's like a secret language?
An emoji language?
Well, I mean, there is. We know that because we all know what the eggplant stands for. Eggplant.
Fruit.
Eggplant. Yeah.
Yeah, for purple fruit. That's
all you got to say.
Yep.
But yeah, maybe there's like, because my friend L paid my friend T, and then the emoji is an elephant. That must mean something.
What could that be?
I don't know.
I have A paid K for dat good stuff.
Can I have K's name?
Jordan Silver and Friends. On the bus.
I'm telling you, you got to do the things that scare you. The best things in life are sitting on the other side of all of that nervous energy and all of the ways that your brain tells you not to do something.
So what would that be?
This is something I've never done in my entire life. I'm about to be 38 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, during Miss Daisy Bouquet's event, Driving Miss Daisy, the virtual drag show here in Kansas City, the one that we watch every Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
She overheard us talking last week about if I've ever performed drag.
Yeah.
And then she challenged me.
To do drag?
Yes. For her last event, which is happening on the 30th of June.
So you're going to dress up and perform a melody?
I don't know. I mean, I've seen a trillion drag shows, but I've never performed. I mean, it's dancing. Have you seen the drag queens? Like,
the choreography is on point.
Yes, the choreography is on point. I can't dance. I can't sing.
So does that make you a drag king?
Well, that's the thing. I kind of like sit in this area where it's not that I identify as gender neutral, but I honestly feel like if I were to perform, I think it'd be weirder if I were dressed as a girl, even though I identify as a girl.
If I see you in drag, what comes to my mind is in like a tuxedo, not a full-on
right. That's gown, I mean that's kinda. That's kind of standard. Just take the opposite of your presenting gender and flip it. But in reality, I think like deep down inside, you know, I'm the girliest girl there is.
Are you?
Yes. So basic. I'm so basic.
You, wait. My mind is being blown. You're a basic.
Taylor Swift is my favorite singer. I wear the same color clothes all the time. I love pumpkin spice everything. I love to scoot. Yes, I'm pretty basic.
I'm sorry. When you're talking to me, I just see this blonde white chick. And when I look at you, that's not what I see.
Right. I know. That has really got me in trouble in the past with other radio jobs, too. I remember this guy came up to me. This guy came up to me and he's like, "Hey, where's Jordan Silver? I love her voice." And I was like, "Hey, it's me." And he goes, "Oh."
Hashtag Jordan Silver and friends on the bus.
Today was a weird day. I apologize.
You had no sleep. That is a requirement for basic life functions.
Right. And I try to be good. I mean, it's not like I didn't get any sleep because I was out partying or I was at the Ozarks.
Mm-hmm.
I just tried and my brain wouldn't shut up. So definitely going to take a sleeping pill somewhere around, I don't know, 4 this afternoon.
So you're not going to be around for texting later?
No. Okay. If I'm not, don't worry.
Okay.
I'll be here, as always. Working on a couple things for tomorrow. I want to work on, have a more positive outlook at this midlife crisis thing. I will have one of those. Also, maybe a fashion show?
Yeah.
Maybe?
On the radio?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Don't worry. I'll make it work.
Okay.
I'll make it work.
Make it work.
I will.
Work it. Tim Gunn.
Thank you. No, he's great. That was great. That was. Can you always be Tim Gunn?
I can try.
Can I always be your Heidi? Auf Wiedersehen.
Yeah.
Kiss goodbye on the cheek and say goodbye in German, Dr. Jones.
Mm-hmm. Auf Wiedersehen.
Yeah, the podcast, 965thebuzz.com/podcast. Jeremy has all the interviews. So proud.
Yes, you do. 1 p.m. today on Instagram.
Nick from Dreamers.
Yes.
Going to be talking to Nick from Dreamers. That's going to be awesome. And why were you laughing over there?
I have some good news, Jordan. That I think everyone listening, the Buzz family, will very much appreciate.
Okay, yeah.
There's a scientists believe that cannabis could help prevent and treat coronavirus.
What? Is this a fact?
This is an actual story, and what I have to say about that?
Never gonna get it, 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 never gonna get it.
Whoa, 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 whoa!
I want to know how many Buzz family members are never gonna get it.
99.9% of them.
Thanks for downloading the podcast and hanging out with us today. If you want to see what's going on when the show's not on air, follow Jordan Silver on Instagram. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. That's J-O-R-D-I-N Silver.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.